Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on 3rd July 2014 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Let us offer our most grateful and reverential salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that we hold on to you no matter whatever we may experience in life, no matter whatever we may go through in life, and always strive to feel your love and your presence in our lives. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The bhajan we will be learning today is dedicated to adoring our Bhagwan as Lord Krishna. This is in the language Hindi, and the first line goes like this.
Anupama Sundara Nanda Kishora.
So that is the bhajan, and let's become familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan, and then, like always, we'll move on to learning its tune, the raga, the rhythm, the meaning of its every word, and in the end we will listen to a short conversation with Brother Sonam Gyamso from Sikkim, a former student of Bhagwan who had the chance to sing in front of him as well as compose many beautiful Sai Bhajans. So that's coming up towards the end of the program. For the moment, let's get on becoming familiar with the lyrics.
Anupama Sundara నంద కిశోరా బృందావన ఘన శ్యామ్ మురళి మాధవ రాధే గోవింద మధుసూదన ఘన శ్యామ్ సత్య సాయి సుందర శ్యామ్ బృంద విహారి మందర గిరిధారి కమల నయన భగవాన్ భక్తో కే ప్రభు ప్రతీశ్వర సాయి నటవర సుందర శ్యామ్ సత్య సాయి సుందర శ్యామ్.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learn how to sing this bhajan. Brother Ravi Kumar will sing every line very slowly. Anirudh will follow Ravi Kumar. And you, dear listeners, please join Anirudh.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D sharp pancham. అనుపమ సుందర నంద కిశోరా
అనుపమ సుందర నంద కిశోరా
అనుపమ సుందర నంద కిశోరా
అనుపమ సుందర నంద కిశోరా
బృందావన ఘనశ్యామ్
బృందావన ఘనశ్యామ్
బృందావన ఘనశ్యామ్
బృందావన ఘనశ్యామ్
మురళి మాధవ రాధే గోవిందా
మురళి మాధవ Radhe Govinda
Murali Madhava Radhe Govinda
Murali Madhava Radhe Govinda
Madhusudana Ghanashyam Satya Sai Sundarashyam
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 Brinda Vihari Mandara Giridhari
Brinda Vihari Mandara Giridhari
Brinda Vihari Mandara Giridhari
Brinda Vihari Mandara Giridhari
Kamala Nayana Bhagava
Kamala Nayana Bhagava
Kamala Nayana Bhagava
Kamala Nayana Bhagava
Bhakton ke Prabhu Parteshwar Sai
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 Nakavar Sundar Shyam Satya Sai Sundarashyam
Natavar Sundarashyam Satya Sai Sundarashyam
Natavar Sundarashyam Satya Sai Sundarashyam
Natavar Sundarashyam Satya Sai Sundarashyam
Anupama Sundara नंद किशोरा
So that's how beautiful this bhajan sounds. Brother Ravi Kumar and Brother Anirudh sang for you very slowly the tune of this bhajan. And now let us learn what makes this bhajan so beautiful. Brother Anirudh is here with us in the studios. So tell us, Anirudh, what are the swaras and which is the raga behind this lovely composition?
Sairam Vishu, this is a very beautiful composition. It is based on the rag Brindavan Sarang.
Okay.
I think it's called Brindavan Sarang in both the
schools of music.
Schools of music. And the arohana and avarohana of this raga are as follows. While going, you have
Sa re re is shudri ma pa ni
is shudni while going up it is shudni
sa ni
and coming down it is komalni while coming down you have same
sa ni pa ma re sa
all the five notes
yeah
you have I'm just remembering some other versions in this raga
yeah sure
Shri Guru Parati Vasa.
Also you have Krishna Rama Govinda Gokula Nandana Gopala.
Jaya Jagadisha Jaya Paramesha.
Beautiful bhajan.
Yes.
So
yeah, go on Anirudh, please do a small alap and you know where you can explain to us the different phrases.
Yeah, definitely. I'll try my best.
Raga.
Yeah.
Sure, we will love it even more once we decipher the swaras for every line of this bhajan.
Yeah.
So let us go on. Anand is here with us. So please tell us the notes for every line.
Yeah, sure. We'll start with the first line.
Yeah.
Anupama Sundara Nanda Kishora Sarima pani nipa sani pare marisani.
Sarima pani nipa sani pare marisani.
Vrindavana ghanasha. Nini sani pa nini sa nizari mari mari sani.
Nini sani pa nini sa nizari mari mari sani.
Murali Madhava Radhe Govinda. Nisari mama mappa mari. Papare re mama pa
nisare mama mapa mare papare re mama pa
Madhusudana ghanasham satya sai sundarasham Ripa mani pare re sani re marisani Nisa nizari mapare marisa nisa
Ripa mani pare re sani re marisa ni Nisa nizari mapare marisa nisa
Brinda vihari mandara giridhari Papa mare mama pa re ma pani ni sa ni pa
Papa mare mama pa re ma pani ni sa ni pa
Kamala nayana bhagavan Nini sa sa ni pa nini sa Nizari mari mari sani
Nini sa sa ni pa nini sa Nisare mari mari sani
Bhakto ke prabhu Paritishwara sai sa sa ba ni 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 re ma ba ni ni sa pa
sa sa ba ni 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 re ma ba ni ni sa pa
natavara sundara sha satya sai sundara sha papa sani pamare sani re mari sani ni sani zari ma pare mari sani sa
papa sani pamare sani re mari sani ni sani sare ma pare mari sani sa.
Wow, so let's move on to the beat.
Yeah, sure. The beat of this song is regular 8 beat,
yeah.
Adi Talam. And it's a slow version, as I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And the count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Anupama Sundara Nanda Kishora.
Anupama Sundara Nanda Kishora.
So I think that really gives us a good idea of the beat and the raga, the notes and the beautiful structure behind this lovely composition. Thank you so much, Anirudh, Arvind Sai and Anand.
Thank you,
Bishu. Thank you,
Bishu. Sairam.
Sairam. Now that we are familiar with the lyrics, the raga and the tala of this bhajan, let's move on to understand the inner feeling with which this bhajan should be sung. This bhajan, like every bhajan, should become an heartfelt offering of devotion at the Lord's lotus feet. So let's begin by dwelling on every word of this bhajan. We start with the first line.
Anupama Sundara Nanda Kishora.
Anupama means unparalleled. Sundara, the second word, means beautiful. Nanda, the third word, refers to the foster father of Lord Krishna. And fourth word, Kishora, means a young boy. Krishna was born in a prison in Mathura, which is situated in present-day North India. His earthly parents were Vasudeva and Devaki, but immediately after his birth, because of various circumstances, his father, Vasudeva, took him to Yashoda and Nanda, and they brought up Krishna as his foster parents. In the summer course of 1978, Swami mentioned how Potana, the Telugu poet, who is best known for his translation of the Bhagavata Puranam from Sanskrit to Telugu, has described the beauty of the Krishna avatar. The devoted Potana compares Krishna's face to the moon, his eyes to fish, and so on. And referring to this, Swami said, when Krishna was thus being described, the moon wondered if there could be any comparison between him and the effulgent face of Krishna and was ashamed by the comparison. He ran away and hid himself in the sky. The fish told themselves that there could be no comparison between them and the star-like eyes of Krishna, and with this feeling, they went and hid themselves under the water. The Gopikas looked at this beautiful form and realized that this cannot be ordinary beauty. They came to the conclusion that it can only be beauty associated with divine bliss. That is how beautiful is the Lord. In fact, writing about Bhagwan's birth in Satyam Shivam Sundaram, Professor Kasturi says, baby Satya was charming beyond description, and no wonder, for it had even in the cradle all the yogic siddhis. Swami has declared that he knew even prior to his birth where he would be born. He has said that he was born with all the miraculous powers which he would later, out of his own will, manifest one by one as and when he felt each could be so announced. And so, the baby had a halo of splendor around his head. His smile had an otherworldly beauty. He had an heavenly power which captivated every heart. And so many devotees over scores of years have experienced this beauty, this sublimity of the avatar. Each in their own way, the Satyam which is Sundaram, the Shivam which is Sundaram, the beauty of truth, the charm of auspiciousness and goodness. So in this line, Anupama Sundara Nanda Kishora, we glorify the one who is the darling son of Nanda, who is of matchless splendor. We move on to the second line.
Brindavana Ghanashyam.
Brindavana comes from Brinda, which refers to Tulasi or the sacred basil plant, and Vana means forest or garden. The Tulasi plant, which is also called the holy basil, apart from being revered as a goddess and worshipped in Hindu homes since ancient times, it is also known for its health promoting and medicinal value for thousands of years. It in fact is a principal herb of Ayurveda, the ancient traditional holistic system of healing in India. And over time, research has shown how Tulasi protects against and reduces stress, how it enhances stamina and endurance, how it increases body's efficient use of oxygen, how it boosts immune system, slows aging and provides a rich supply of antioxidants. And now, how it can even fight various kinds of cancer. Well, if the revered seers and rishis of India accorded such a high place to this fragrant plant, which is so clearly documented in various important scriptures, then there has to be something about it. Only, probably we are yet to be fully enlightened on this. We know how Tulasi garlands are always offered in various shrines of the Lord, be it Lord Venkateshwara in Tirupati, Lord Krishna in Udupi, or our own Satya Sai in Puttaparthi. Let's move on to the second word, Ghanashyam, which comes from Ghana and Shyam. Ghana means full of, and Shyam is the name of Lord Krishna again, which describes him as the one with a complexion as dark as the rain-bearing clouds. Bhagwan explains that Krishna is described as blue in physical color because he is as deep and as inscrutable as the sky. Swami says, we say that the sky is blue and the ocean is blue. Both of them is incorrect. Neither the sky nor the ocean is blue. It is the vastness of space and the depths of the ocean which produce this impression of bluishness. Similarly, God is the greatest mystery. The dark blue color in which He is depicted is a symbol of the depth of that mystery. That is the Brindavana Ghanashyam, the enigmatic blue complexion Lord who enthralls all with His ethereal beauty. Let's move on to the third line.
Murali Madhava Radhe Govinda.
Murali is another name of Lord Krishna and it refers to the flute that He plays on. Madhava, the second word, can be split as Ma and Dhava. Since Krishna is an avatar of Lord Vishnu, Ma refers to His consort, Mother Lakshmi. Ma also represents Prakriti or nature, and Dhava means master. Radhe Govinda is the last phrase of this line, and Radha refers to the greatest devotee of Lord Krishna. Bhagwan always spoke very highly of Radha, and He once said, in order to teach wisdom to the people at large, Krishna used Arjuna as an instrument to give the treatise of Bhagavad Gita, but Radha had a very special purpose. Radha was an instrument to teach people about the sacred aspects of devotion, about love for God. So perfect is her devotion and so devoid of worldly feelings that Radha for centuries has been hailed as the very embodiment of unsullied love for God. And Swami says there are several lessons that Radha teaches us. In the same set of discourses of 1978, Baba said, when you can surrender your actions and thoughts to Krishna, you will have reached the stage of Radha. Therefore, Radha does not refer only to a woman. we should understand that anyone who surrenders himself to Krishna becomes Radha. Radha teaches us that not only should we fill our head with knowledge and wisdom, but we should fill our heart with intense love. She teaches us that it is better to fill the heart with love rather than the head with knowledge. Radha is teaching us that we should surrender our sensory organs to Krishna. Otherwise, they will take us along the wrong path. Radha is teaching us, Swami says, that we should not believe in the transient and impermanent world. We should fix our attention on the permanent aspect of the Lord. She is telling us that we should not believe in the world. We should not fear death and we should not forget God. The three main injunctions for life. Radha is telling us that we should at all times, in all the gunas, enjoy the bliss of the Lord. Radha is teaching us that we should get rid of jealousy, particularly when we see others prosper. Radha was the one who cleared the suspicions of all other gopikas and made them give up their negative tendencies. These are some of the lessons that Radha teaches us. Let us remember that when we do become detached from worldly thoughts, we would also become like Radha. The other word in this line is Govinda. As Krishna grew up, he too, like other boys of his age, played the role of a cowherd and tended to cows, taking them for grazing in the pastures and so on. And so he bears the name Govinda. Go refers to cows. Bhagwan explains that cow represent the animal tendencies within us. So Govinda means the loving Lord who tends to us and subdues our negative qualities. So in this line, Murali Madhava Radhe Govinda, we hail the Lord as the master of nature, the Lord of devotion, as he is Radha's Govinda and the one who fills us with bliss with a sweet music emanating from his flute, the flute which is egoless, straight and hollow. Let's move on to the next line.
Madhusudana Ghanashyam Satya Sai Sundarasham.
Madhusudana is again an appellation of Lord Krishna and it means he who slayed the evil demon called Madhu. Madhu is a term used in Vedanta or philosophy to refer to the fruits of actions. Since the Lord destroys the effects of the fruits of actions of those who meditate on him, he is called Madhusudana. Bhagwan also says that Madhu means something which is sweeter than honey. And for humans, what is sweeter than honey? Our ego. Therefore, the Lord who can completely destroy the ego is called Madhusudana. So in this line, we extol the Lord as the one who is the Lord of our actions, the most beautiful one, who is most mysterious and who is in our midst now as the beautiful and beatific Satya Sai. Let's move on to the fifth line.
Brindavihari Mandaragiridhari.
Brinda means Tulasi, which we discussed before. Vihari means he who resides in. Mandara refers to the Mandara mountain, which was used during the churning of the ocean of milk, an episode that is mentioned in ancient Indian scriptures. During this churning, Lord Vishnu assumed the form of a tortoise and held up on his back the Mandara mountain peak, which was used as the churning rod. Giridhari comes from Giri meaning mountain and Dhari means he who upholds. The Lord bearing the mountain is symbolic of his holding all our burdens, all our problems and difficulties. So in this line, Brinda Vihari Mandara Giridhari, we call out to the one who revels in the forest of holy basil, Tulasi, who energizes us, who uplifts us by taking upon himself the load of our life's burdens. Let's move on to the next line.
Kamalanayana Bhagavan.
means lotus and Nayana refers to the eye. Now why is the phrase lotus-eyed used to describe the Lord? Bhagwan says that the lotus which stays deep down in the mud comes up to the light, but it cannot stay without water because it would die. However, it does not get mixed up either with the mud or with the water. Even if water comes onto the lotus flower, it just rolls off. Swami says that when people talk of God, He is always described as having lotus eyes, lotus feet because of this inner significance. When God decides to incarnate in human form, He acts and moves just like any human being, but in reality He is not affected by anything. He is perpetually endless and is not affected in the least by the environment He is in, just like the lotus that grows in the slush but is above the slush. Swami says, similarly, you too must be smiling at all times, imparting joy to all around you and making others' lives burden lighter and making their lives happier just like the lotus does. So in this line, we extol the Lord as the lotus-eyed one who teaches us to remain unaffected by the vicissitudes of life. We come to the next line.
भक्तों के प्रभु परतीश्वर साई।
भक्तों means devotees, के means of, प्रभु refers to the Lord. परतीश्वर, the fourth word comes from parti, referring to Puttaparthi. Ishwara means God. So in this line, we call out to the Lord who is always there for His devotees, the Lord of Puttaparthi, the Lord of anyone who calls Himself His devotee. And now we come to the last line.
Natavara Sundara Shyam Satya Sai Sundara Shyam.
Here the first word is Natavara, which means best among dancers. In fact, there is a dance form called Kathak which is famous in India, and the syllables that form the basis for the footwork in this dance, namely Ta, Te, Tat, all these are believed to have been produced when Krishna danced on the hood of the serpent Kaliya. There is an interesting incident which Arun Kumar, an alumnus of Baba's university, shared once. One particular year in October, Bhagwan was in Vrindavan and Arun was selected to act in the convocation drama that year along with a few others. One evening, this group was called to Tari Vrindavan, only about 10 of them. And the narration of the whole drama was done in front of Bhagwan. And a part of the drama was being portrayed as a Burakatha, a traditional Telugu folk art form where three boys would sing and narrate the story. And this trio began with a Krishna bhajan and Bhagwan was swinging in the chula. The music was wonderful because it was suitably supported by instrumental music too. And after some time, Bhagwan asked the boys to stop and he called the lead singer and he told him, "You are singing well, but you also need to dance for this art form and there is a rhythm to it and that is not coming out so well in your rendition." And then Bhagwan asked the boys to move and he stepped forward, lifted his robe, and now his feet, which were visible, were now in motion. And Swami said, "See, this is how you have to dance. This is how you have to have the rhythm on your steps." And Swami actually started dancing. He asked the boys then to start the music and he continued to dance rhythmically. What a sight it was for these boys to behold the master dancer not only dance but teach them every step of the dance. He is that Natavara Sundara, the beautiful Lord who dances the entire cosmos in and out of motion. So that was the last line, and with that We have attempted to gain a glimpse of the subtle meaning of every word of this bhajan. And now with this deeper understanding, dear listeners, let's proceed to listening to this bhajan once again and let's join in and sing. Now soaking ourselves in these beautiful thoughts that this bhajan conveys.
अनुपम सुंदर नंद किशोरा अनुपम सुंदर नंद किशोरा वृंदावन
Yeah.
Before we conclude, here is an excerpt of what Brother Sonam Gyamso, a former student, a composer and a singer of many Sai bhajans, shared with us in the studios of Radio Sai in May 2014.
In later times when we had to sing before Bhagwan for his acceptance of that bhajan, which was purely again at an ego level. At that time the ego was there, but then innocence was, you know, washing it, purifying it every day. Because there was this type of innate innocence, and the bhajan was beautiful, but when I look at it today, it sounds very, you know, very much like a composition of a novice. The song was like this.
Tribhuvan pala shirdi purisha arj suno sai baba jag mein apna koi nahi hai tum hi ek sahara दीन जनों के तुम रखवाला श्याम मनोहर मुरली वाला इन आँखों की प्यास बुझा दो दर्शन दो अब पड़ती वाला अर्ज सुनो साईं बाबा.
This was one bhajan. And then there was a bhajan, you know, in between when this was happening and Sai Shankar was trying to pull me down, what was happening around me that is really worthy of sharing with you.
Sure, please go ahead.
You know, what happened was when he told me that what's so big about composing a bhajan, just to, you know, cut me to size. And then I told him, if you can compose a bhajan and show me, you prove your worth. Imagine that competition. And then he said, okay, you tell me one word, I'll compose it and show you.
Oh.
Then I told him, Madhubana Murali Shama Murari. That's it. Come on, compose it. And then straight away, he composed the whole bhajan. It came from him.
Madhubana Murali Shama Murari Savariya Mohe Ras Vihari Gokul Nandan हे गिरिधारी दीनन के तुम भव भय हारी दीनन के तुम भव भय हारी.
Wow.
I was flabbergasted. Straight away he composed it. Straight away. Like that it got manifested there. And then he was in tears and he told me, didn't you see Swami's signature on this bhajan? I don't know why you told me Madhuvan Murali Shyam Murari, and this bhajan is composed in Rag Madhuvanti. I never even thought of it. This guy, he knew music so well. Swami would juxtapose one person against the other, or with the other, and then they would learn from each other. And then Swami is the Sarvadi Sakshi Bhutam. He's just watching you.
So that was an excerpt of a conversation with Brother Sonam Gyamso, a former student of Baba's University, a gifted singer, and a composer of many Sai bhajans. And this brings us to the end of this current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you found this useful. Please feel free to share your feedback and comments. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek. And the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, D.S. Ramakrishnan. We offer this humble endeavor at the lotus feet of our most merciful and beloved Bhagwan.
You were listening to an episode of our program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on 3rd July 2014 as part of Thursday Live from Prashantinilayam on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.